Well, we had a bit of a disaster on the first day. We went out to the property and we started digging three holes to find the rest of this specimen of Acronosaurus out at Yoraba. And we dug holes that were about 3 metres deep, 5 metres long and about 3 metres wide. And these were three of these separated by about 2 metres each, and found absolutely nothing in each hole. So that we had to sort of switch gears really quickly, and we decided to go after another specimen of an ichthyosaur that was close towards town at one of the free fossilising sites.
You did mention when we spoke last time that you were originally going after this Kronosaurus, but you had a backup site in mind. Bet you were counting your lucky stars that you did think of a backup plan.
Oh, exactly, yes. So, I mean, it's just true of all paleontological digs that you can always have the circumstance where you'll have your specimen either not be found, or the rest of the animal had washed away or broken up and you can't find the rest of the skeleton there. So we had to think up a backup just to make sure that our customers could actually have something to dig up, unfortunately.
And how did the other site prove?
It proved very fruitful. So we got out an ichthyosaur. It was in the shape of a banana. So when it had died, it had gone through the process of rigor mortis, so its body had contracted and pulled round into a banana shape, and then it actually had washed partly away. And so we got out complete paddle bones, parts of the lower jaw, and even the complete tail.
And how rare is that to find those types of bones?
Oh, well, complete, it's very rare. It's almost never found out here. You'll find bits and pieces of the animal, isolated paddle bones or vertebrae, but you won't find the complete animal.
So is this the first time you've found complete parts of an ichthyosaur?
No, we found some before, but not these parts, so not a complete paddle or a complete tail of an adult ichthyosaur. We do actually have a complete baby ichthyosaur as part of the Kronosaurus cornus display, but we don't have a complete adult, which this specimen, I think, will add nicely to our collection.
Does the adult specimen provide any new insights that you perhaps haven't had before?
Not really in terms of scientifically, but for display-wise, yes. We hadn't had a specimen with a near-complete paddle bone found before, particularly with some of the upper arm bones, what's called the humerus, the upper arm bone. And so this specimen will show greatly to the public the anatomy of this animal, whereas previously we'd only had a few specimens come out of the ground that hadn't really shown to the general public the full anatomy of the animal. Only one specimen, which is at the Queensland Museum, has actually the full anatomy of the animal. And we're like a good representative of ourselves at Kronosaurus Corner, and so this is what this specimen will do.
How old are the bones that were discovered?
So they're 100 million years old, so they come from what's called the Tullibook Formation, which we know from dating methods is roughly about 100 million years old, plus or minus 1 million years on either end. So an ichthyosaur is a marine reptile. It's related to a lot of the reptiles that we have today. However, the group actually doesn't have any modern representatives, so there's no modern animal that's like an ichthyosaur. They look a bit like a dolphin, so they have a dorsal fin above their back, they have a long snout out the front, except their tail, rather than being pointed either side of the body, is pointed up down, so it's a bit like a tail of a shark or a fish.
Were there any other interesting discoveries at the site?
Yeah, so we went out and had a little search around as well, and we had one of the fellows who was joining us on the big dig also found a nice fish, at least part of the complete backbone of a fish. And we had a number of other people come with us onto a property just the day before. And they also, one of them was a 15-year-old boy who found a Kronosaurus tooth, which was quite impressive.
What happens to all the fossils or specimens that you were discovered? What happens to them now?
So they'll be put through the museum's preparation lab, and then we'll prepare them for display. And if they're good enough after they come out of preparation, then we'll put them out on the galleries for people to have a look at and admire. And we'll also start generating signs that will signpost these animals. So we've got new signs that we want to keep updating in the museum, and hopefully these specimens will allow us to give a bit more information to the public.
This original site that you were going to look at, where you were hoping to discover a bit more of that Kronosaurus, have you given up hope from that site? Could it be hiding anywhere else? Or is it likely that, like you said, it could potentially have just been washed away or eroded over time?
Well, it's likely that it's probably been washed away or eroded over time, but that doesn't mean that we give up hope on that specimen. So we'll have a look out for that specimen in the future. But for the moment being, I think we won't be digging where we were before.